Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by leveraging the power of systems and automations to create better client results. My name is Ashley Rose, and I'm an Airtable and automation expert who has helped hundreds of coaches move off of spreadsheets and create automated systems that help track their client results and seamlessly manage their clients from onboarding to offboarding and everything in between. If you want to be the best coach in your niche and you want to have group programs and one-on-one coaching offers that actually get your clients results, then you are in the right place. I am so excited you're here. Before we dive into the show, I want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. Those are absolutely the two best ways to stay in touch and also to get even more Airtable tips and tricks as you are learning and implementing. So listen to the podcast, yes, for sure. But please pull up Instagram right now and find me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Go to my link in my bio and sign up for my email list and shoot me a DM and just say, hey, I'm about to listen to the podcast and you told me to come say hey, so here I am. I would love to hear from you and enjoy this episode. Hey friend, so welcome to this episode of Systems Famous. I'm excited to be in your podcast feed today. I wanted to share just some behind the scenes of where I've been at with my business and specifically that I am stressed. Yes, I have something to admit. I, Ashley, the person with the business name Systems Over Stress, has been stressed about my own business. Like the kind of stress where I'm like going to bed and thinking about all the extra work I still need to do, like that kind of stress. Like it's always lingering, crying to my business coaches inside of Voxer kind of stress. Like, do I burn it all down kind of stress. I share this not to worry you. I am fine. I am supported. The business isn't going anywhere. I'm not actually going to burn anything down. I'm not actually going to get rid of my business. I'm not actually going to, you know, totally change my offers or get rid of offers or anything like that. But I did just want to share that if you are in this mode, like if you are feeling stressed about your business, it is such an important time to pause and take stock of what's going on. For me, stress is one of the key indicators that just something is generally off. Something is off about my business. Something is off about the way I'm handling my business, the way I'm setting my boundaries, the way my team and I are communicating. Like, just something is off and something is up. And whenever I'm stressed and I actually take enough time to pause what I'm doing, get out of the weeds, be gentle with myself, and really try to problem solve, I always come back to the same solution, which is like, we just need a better system. It is my systems. My systems are the issue. Systems over stress. My business is called Systems Over Stress, and I truly mean it. Like, if something is wrong, there is a system that can solve for it. It might be the systems that we had in the past aren't working anymore because we have grown, because we have scaled. And yes, we always focus on scalable systems, but you always have to be tweaking and adjusting your systems. A good system isn't actually just like, you set it up and then it's good for the rest of your business. A scalable system is one that you can easily make edits to and it can grow with you. So maybe my lifestyle has changed, so my current systems aren't working. Our client roster has grown, so our systems aren't working. Something like that. That is so totally normal. Your systems are always going to be evolving and it can feel like you are too busy to take a beat and work on your own systems. But I promise you, and I know from experience, addressing the systems issues in your business is the quickest way to get out of overwhelm and stress. We sometimes think that that is not the quickest way. And like, I have so much client work to do that I have to focus on the client work and then I can get to my systems. But honestly, if you can take a pause and figure out why is your client work stacking up? Is it because you don't have a support ticketing system? Is it because you don't actually have boundaries in your offer? So people are emailing you and they're saying like, I need this fixed or this is broken or where is this? And instead of creating policies around your turnaround time, you're just stopping everything and you're like fixing their stuff. If you're in that mode, you're not focusing on your systems. You're focusing on putting out little client emergencies and it's really more Band-Aid solutions. So when you're able to zoom out, and I know it feels hard and I know it feels scary, but if you can zoom out and focus on the systems issues that are causing the stress, then you will be able to get out of stress and overwhelm so much faster. So in the spirit of transparency, I'm not just going to like vaguely talk about the systems issues, the business issues that I have. I'm really going to share with you what's been going on and the systems that we have been working on and the systems updates we have been making across the business. So the first system that we are working on overhauling and updating is our content system. So this last week, I decided to map out our content. We have had so many different ways that I've written content over the years because I've been at many different stages. So I've never really found a content system that works perfectly for me. It's always in Airtable. We always map out our content in Airtable. So every piece of content that we create has a record. So this podcast has a record in our content hub. Every email that we write is in our content hub. I'm using an email that I actually wrote and sent to my list last week as the outline for this podcast episode because I shared about this in an email. So I'm kind of just going deeper into, you know, our processes and our things on the podcast. So that's actually a system that's been helping me. But really what I did this specifically this month for the month of June, planning out our content, something that I did that I've never done before. So this system has worked for me this month. We'll see how it works next month. But what I really find with, especially with content systems, is it works for like that month, but then life happens or I'm traveling. And so I'm really trying to figure out like, what's a flexible system that can work with me and my energy levels as I create content. So the biggest thing that helped me for this month in my systems journey was I looked at my calendar and actually did this on paper without going in Airtable first or without doing it in technology. I still use analog sometimes, especially when I'm mapping things out. But I have these papers that have like a blank calendar. So I put June and July on there and I put all of my out-of-office dates. So it's summer, so I'm traveling a lot. And I put my out-of-office dates. And then I also put like, okay, if I want to send 3 emails a week and if I want a podcast episode to go out every week, I had podcast episodes, reels, and emails, and YouTube videos. So 4 channels of content that I wanted to get out. I was like, all right, let's see. I want to create all of these emails. So that's like 15 emails for the next 5 weeks, right? So I had that. And I looked and I was like, okay, if I want to write 15 emails, I am going to be traveling and I'm going to be doing all these things and I'm not going to write an email each week. I'm not going to sit down and write it every day. Like it's a big issue that I've had with my team and my systems, and full transparency is like, I don't pre-write my emails fast enough for them to schedule it. And so it just becomes messy. And like, I can't actually delegate to the team that I'm paying for. So I decided that Mondays and Fridays, I don't have calls on those days. Those are going to be my bulk content creation days. So last Monday, and I know I write my emails best outside of my house. I do not write them well in sitting in my office. I need to be like inspired and in a beautiful place. So I went to the one hotel down the street. It's a fancy hotel. And I was like, I'm going to write my 15 emails for the month, for the next 5 weeks. And the reason why it was so motivating to me was because I was like, this is the only day I can do this because I'm writing the emails on Monday. And then on Friday, I'm going to make my reels. And then next Monday, I'm going to make my podcast episodes. And next Friday, I'm going to make my YouTube video. So like, all of my days were slotted out. And I think something that has happened with my systems in the past is that I wasn't actually zooming out and planning and forecasting my availability. I was like, oh, I'm a business owner. I don't have calls. So I can do it on Friday. I just would never get as much done as I wanted to. I would just push things and it wasn't helpful. So last week I did really write 15 emails. I'll link in the show notes the Threads post that I did. I literally used Threads, which is another system that is helpful for me when I am doing my content creation now. I go to Threads and I do an accountability thread where I say, I'm going to make 15 emails. I will post in here every time I am finished with one. And it went really well and it was really fun. So those are also systems I'm playing with of like, what are productivity systems that work for me? Which that's pretty out of the box, like having Threads as my productivity group. I've also started 2 on Mondays and Fridays at 12 to 2. Me and a handful of my business friends, we get on a call together and we do Pomodoros, we do focus blocks. So those systems have been helping me. So like I have these tangible Airtable systems for planning my content, but I have productivity systems for like helping me get the content done and created. So those are the systems I'm playing with for content. So overall content, I just was not writing content. I was writing it not fast enough for the team. I would write it last minute. I would say, hey, you have 30 emails to schedule by tomorrow. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but those are my content systems. The next systems that we're working on are my client results tracking systems. So again, I kind of feel like a cobbler with no shoes because a cobbler's kid with no shoes because I teach client results tracking systems, but my own client results tracking systems have totally taken the back burner just because we've been doing so many other things in our business and we've been helping our clients set up their client results tracking systems and we haven't stepped back and made our own. So that honestly, I teach this all the time, but it makes it hard for me to market or have a wall of wins or have like a bunch of client results in my marketing, which makes your marketing so much easier. So setting up my own client results tracking systems has definitely been something that it's been on the list, and my delivery assistants are actually going through our own trainings and our own systems over stress course to help roll out our client results tracking system. We have an incredible new system called our systems over stress stamp of approval. And so when we have one-on-one clients and we have group program clients who go through the program and they have set up their automated onboarding, offboarding, and client results tracking systems for their program, they submit a form and we get to review what they've done and just make sure that their systems are up to our standards. And they're going to be in a directory that'll be automatically populated that's going to have all of these programs that have gone through systems over stress and are totally like Ashley approved, systems over stress approved, because I really only recommend people and group programs that use Airtable to manage their group offer. Airtable is absolutely the standard when it comes to managing coaching clients, whether that's one-on-one coaching clients or group program clients. And if a group program doesn't have Airtable and they're using spreadsheets or they're not using Airtable at all, they're going to fall behind when it comes to keeping track of students as they get bigger and when it comes to creating features in their program that helps their clients get even better results. So if you don't use Airtable, you don't have my recommendation as a group program. So I'm excited to officially roll that out. And it'll be nice anytime that our students that have the SOS stamp of approval have a launch coming up, we'll be able to automate it so we can share it with our audience. So it helps our clients get more visibility and it helps us show all of our client wins. So it's just like a win-win-win all around. So we've officially rolled out that system. We've created the system. We've rolled it out. We're getting our first applications of people submitting, and I'm just so excited for that. So client results tracking systems are something that have just honestly been on our list for a long time, and we finally have had that rolled that out. And so that just feels like a huge weight lifted off of my shoulders. And finally, the other set of systems that we're working on is our agency delivery system. So I have a done-for-you Airtable agency that takes the operations of your group program management off of you and your team and lets me and my team handle all your group program operations, all your Airtable operations, so you just can make sure that everything is getting set up correctly the first time. So our agency is currently at capacity, which is amazing, but especially with done-for-you offers, your systems are always evolving. So we've had an amazing first cohort of agency clients, but we have a laundry list of things that we can do to improve the client experience. And I don't say this, and I think it's really important to know, because I can be hard on myself of like, oh, I have these system ideas now, so the last iteration wasn't great. That's not true. It was great then. If we kept running it like that, it would be totally great. But we always get to improve, and that can be like a very neutral to exciting thing. So I'm looking at this as like, oh my gosh, we get to make all of these new iterations for our clients. Our price isn't going to go up, but the value that they're going to get is going to be like tenfold. It's just going to be incredible. So after an amazing first cohort of agency clients, we're totally renovating our delivery and our offboarding systems to help get our clients even more results and set up their Airtable systems faster and more efficiently than we've ever done before. So I'm really excited to share more about that in the future. But we have just set up these support ticketing systems for our agency clients. We've set up systems tracks for our agency clients. So based on their onboarding forms, we know exactly what systems we should be focusing on first when it comes to making sure they're setting up systems that will make the most impact for them right away. So I'm super excited for that. So agency delivery systems, client results tracking systems, and content management systems, those are things that have been causing me like mild levels of stress over the last few months, and really just addressing the actual systems issues and not like the little emergencies, the little band-aid fixes, but really zooming out and creating foundational, huge like systems shifts has truly gotten me out of the weeds and has just made me feel like I can actually tackle this and business can be sustainable and all of the things. So I share this just because it is normal, especially if you are not a systems person, but even if you are a systems person, it doesn't matter. It is normal for you to feel stressed in your business. But let that be kind of the canary in the coal mine that things really need to change, and reach out for support now. So if you're stressed, I promise you that systems are a great way to alleviate that stress and get some immediate relief. Let me and my team identify the exact systems that will alleviate the stress in your business. So I am taking sales calls for our Done For You agency, depending on the time that you're listening to this, either we're on a wait list or we have availability. So regardless, we're always taking sales calls so we can just slot you into the next month that we have available. So if you're interested in working with me and my team to help you set up systems, please book a sales call. On the sales call, you'll tell me all of the things that you feel like aren't working in your business, and I'll be able to come up with simple system solutions that we'll be able to build in Airtable to immediately alleviate stress in your business. So we'll take a look at your existing onboarding systems, your offboarding systems, your launching, your spreadsheets, your current Airtable basis, and I'll just show you how Airtable can really automate the majority of your team's admin hours, make you more money, and skyrocket your client results. So I love sharing, I'm very comfortable in my expertise to admit, I have system stress sometimes, but I know how to get out of it. I know how to build the systems that can help me get out of the systems overwhelm, and I'm so grateful I have that skill. Some of us don't have that skill. Some of us are just I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what needs to happen. So let me come in and look at what's going on in your business, get an overall view, and we can recommend some specific system solutions that can help you. So I hope this was helpful just to see what I'm going through in my business. It's been a while since did a little behind the scenes business update on the pod. I would love to absolutely support you if you're feeling stressed, getting out of that zone, and we will see you in the next episode.
If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.